critical that we take advantage of all of our time here. We have some self-discipline throughout the week as we get ready for the opener. So what questions do we have here?
Just where did you feel like this team made the most progress throughout preseason camp? What were some of the areas of growth that you observed as ahead of this opener?
Well, I think that we our football's improved. You know, I think we've got a formula that we kind of subscribe to, and I think that we've improved at taking care of the ball, creating takeaways. I think our fundamentals have improved. I think we have better awareness and knowledge relative to situational football. I do think that we've gotten to a point where I think we can play fast. You know, we can, our height, length, and speed can be a factor in the game, you know, and be aggressive in how we play. And then I think we're in good condition. You know, I think our team has gotten into football condition, and hopefully that creates opportunities for us to finish, you know, whether that's finish plays, finish possessions, or finish the game. So ultimately, I think all parts of our team, we've improved.
You mentioned your time with Mario. What was he like as a colleague those 4 years?
Oh, man, I had tremendous respect. You know, I think very passionate. I think he took pride, tremendous pride in his role. And I love his family. You know, just a great human being. And we were in the trenches on offense. We were in the trenches together in recruiting. So there's certainly a relationship there. And, you know, makes an added element to the game to some degree.
What's Bane in the front seven present?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got a whole group of front seven players that can create issues for you.
Understand.
Bane. Yeah. AI is taking over our world here. Bane is, I think he's just really unique, loose-hipped, twitchy power. You know, a guy that is very instinctive. You know, I think he played as a rookie. He was physically ready, comes from a great program there at Central, had a good fundamental base, and was able to, you know, get there mid-year and be a factor as a freshman. So we anticipate him even being better in year two, and that'll certainly be one of the key matchups of the game to go along with several other players up front.
Cam Ward, from looking at him, what do you see on film and just his story, how – you know, inspirational is that?
I feel like I've been watching Cam Ward forever. No, I think he, you know, he's obviously been very productive. You know, I mean, you look at the yards, the touchdowns, the completion percentage, multiple stops, you know. And I do think that his ability to extend the play is a part of the game, you know, it'd be a key factor in the game. But he's got arm talent, and they've got a great group of skill and an incredible group of linemen to protect. The tight end group has athleticism inside. So they've got a really good surrounding cast to go along with a guy who's a very accomplished quarterback. I mean, heck, I think even as a transfer, they've got him picked to be the preseason player of the year in the ACC. So obviously highly regarded.
When you look back over your career in home openers or any opener, and knowing what your team might do, the confidence level going in, have you been surprised after the game how your team played, either positively or negatively, and what's your confidence level in this team?
I think experience matters in openers. You know, I think if you've got a crew that lacks experience, is just sitting in there in the locker room, and this is their first opportunity in time, I think sometimes that may not bode well. But we've got a veteran group for the most part. We're playing at home, which will there'll be a comfort level there. I think you try to keep the staff. You've got more time to prepare, so making sure that it's simple enough so that your guys can go play with confidence and play fast, and communicate well, and try to eliminate some of those errors. You know, I think you can have a little bit too much offense and defense and special teams in the plan if you're not careful.
What are you sensing in the sense of urgency in Graham last week of fall camp and just, you know, the synergy between the two going into year two?
Yeah, he was he had a couple of really impressive practices before we took a break Sunday. I thought he was really sharp Friday, Saturday. all throughout practice, I thought was, you know, you can sense he came back for a reason. He's excited about this opportunity.
Last time we spoke to you, you mentioned some competition still on the offensive line. Just where do things stand with that unit, and how have they kind of progressed over the last couple of
years? Yeah, no, I still have confidence in that group. I think it's a group where there's competition, there's depth. And I think a lot of those, the combination of players that you'll see will reflect what we observe, you know, I think throughout each week. So, yeah, I think we've added a couple of portal players, and I think we've developed some of the high school players that were on our team. So we're looking forward to that group playing well Saturday.
Billy, you had mentioned a little bit earlier about self-discipline. How has that translated into getting your team focused and ready for this team? Are you seeing the focus there that hasn't been there in the past?
Yeah, I think the key is the routine, right? I think you get into the season and you only have a certain amount of time, right? And how you use your time Sunday to Saturday. Certainly with an opener, you have a little bit of a trial run. We've been through a couple practices. But you want to get them in a little bit of a rhythm that they can repeat each week. Let's not forget these guys are taking 12 to 15 credits on campus too, right? So and the students are back. So they've got a lot on their plate. And I think that's where we've tried to talk about, you know, the importance of having self-discipline, you know, what you do with your time, your commitment to sleep, hydration, nutrition, your film study routine. And we try to map that out for the players, and it's one of the things that we've done over the last week to get them ready.
What have you seen out of Jason Marshall for the last year, and how much more active is he as a vocal leader inside that secondary?
Yeah, I do think Jason's taking a step forward as a leader. You know, I think he I'm proud of him. You know, I think he's been more vocal. I think his practice habits have improved. I think Coach Harris has been good for Jason. And I also think it's a, you know, I joke with him all the time, it's a contract year for him, right? So he's back, and, you know, I think he came back for a reason, not only to leave a better legacy at UF, but also to increase value at the same time.
What did these new coaching hires do for Gator Fall Camp that you didn't see in the past years?
Yeah, I think it's even more than fall camp. I think just starting from the beginning, you know, I think we've improved as a result of those. I mean, I think as a leader, you quickly realize, regardless of what level of football, it's critical that you surround yourself with capable people, competent people that have character. And I think this group has made a difference. And I think we'll prove that this fall.
Billy, when you were do a good job of teaching your teams about the history, the rivalries. Who did you bring in to teach on Miami, and how did that go? Anything notable
about
that?
Nothing to talk publicly about. no, I mean, I think ultimately for me, you know, we understand. I think that's one of the things about this group of players is that I think they've got pretty good awareness. You know, I think they've got some experience, and they understand the magnitude of the game, not only just for the season as a whole, but also it being an in-state opponent. And look, our opponent this week is highly regarded. They're ranked in both polls. They've got several All-American, All-Conference players. So I think ultimately they're picked to make the playoff. They're picked to win their conference, right? So I don't think we're lacking in regards to respect for the opponent.
Billy, we saw in the Georgia Tech game, Hayes King was doing this all game with the helmet communication, and that was in a neutral site, obviously. How much do you expect the Swamp to potentially impact Cam going through that for the first time? Obviously, it's the first time Miami's come here since 08, so it's probably going to
sure.
be loud.
Yeah, I think it's look, I mean, Gator Nation is going to be on full display Saturday. And look, we're not taking on this challenge just as a team. We're going to have 93,000 of our dearest friends out there, right? So it's critical. You know, we talk about as a football team, we want to create a nightmare for the opponent. You know, this is one of the most iconic venues in all of sport, and I would anticipate it'll be pretty special in there Saturday.
How's the running back situation shaping up for week one right now?
Good, yeah. We got a good group. I think you'll see several of those guys throughout the season, and right now there's a ton of competition.
So much emphasis has been placed on this game as a tone setter for the whole season. Do you think maybe too much? I mean, like, is it tough keeping it in perspective, or you want to lend a dose of perspective to it that, you know, it is just game one in a way?
Well, you see a little bit of that after week zero, right? I mean, I think ultimately, but I mean, I think they all matter. We're playing in a different era of college football, right? So as you get into the meat of the schedule, you know, depending on your status, I think you're alive for a lot longer maybe than you were in the past relative to the playoff. You know, I think there's a little bit of an NFL feel to it. In regards to keep playing, you know, stand up and fight one more round. You know, you got to continue to and try to be at your best each week, knowing that we have a schedule that we could play ourselves right into the middle of that thing. So I think it's a little bit different era in that regard. You know, I think in the old model, maybe you would say that.
How much has Aiden Mizell progressed ahead of the season? I feel like we haven't really had a chance to ask you about him.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Aiden. I think he's one of the players that's probably improved the most from year one to year two. In particular, just the skill level, the route running, the releases, the top of the route, the detail there, and then the hands. I think his ball skills, I mean, he's made some very impressive, challenging catches the last couple of days. So I think he brings this speed element to our team that we need, and we're hopeful that he can make an impact.
That speed element, I mean, that had such an impact last year. How much better equipped do you feel like you guys are in that regard to be able to kind of just put athletes out there and have guys make plays?
Yeah, I think our team speed has increased. I think we've improved the roster in that regard, but also I think our off-season program has proved to be beneficial in that regard. So, you know, it's time for us to go play, you know. I mean, I think I'm excited to watch this group play, you know, and I think the key is that we channel the urgency that we feel, right? I think you start watching a handful of games this past weekend and it becomes real to the players, right? So I think that we've got to – execution will fuel the outcome and the emotion we want, right? We have to make disciplines. We have to make decisions that reflect our vision. And then we need to have self-discipline in how we approach the week. I think good preparation breeds confidence, and you want to have a confidence team in the opener. And ultimately, if we do the work the right way this week, we got a chance to do that.
I know Jacob asked about O-line, but specifically right tackle, has there been any separation there between Cam and BCD?
Yeah, I think we have a ton of competition. I mean, I think there's very few on our team. But I've got confidence. There's four tackles on our team that I think we could put out there and play in a game right now. So got to remember that Austin and Cam were both out in spring. So I mean, Devin and Brandon played the majority of the time. So they're very familiar with the offense and have had a ton of reps. So I think those two additions have proved to be beneficial. And then you get a healthy Barber, healthy Waits. And then the two freshmen are going to be good players with time. Caden and both Fletcher.
Do you go into an opener trying to play as many guys as you can and try to get all the backups in just to see what they do?
We're going to try to win the game. Okay. You know, I mean, I think, but yeah, I mean, I think you got to play the long game a little bit. I think you're intentional, especially if you have rookie players who you know have the physical ability that maybe just need to get their feet wet and that maybe their role increases as the season goes if they prove that they can handle it. So I think we have some of that on our team. You know, I mean, it's critical. Teams continue to get better throughout the season if you do it right, and individual players get better. So this team has competitive depth, right? So you're going to see each week there may be slight changes in the depth. Do we play them 1-1, 2-1, 3-1? What role do they have on special teams, which is a huge part of the game. So it's one of the values of having a veteran team, there's more competition and there's more competitive depth. So I think that'll prove to be beneficial for the Gators.
So how does DJ Lagway fit into what you're just talking about? Obviously he's not playing special teams, but you get my point.
Yeah, no, I think DJ's in that category. I mean, DJ as he gains more experience, I think that all the things that we do will mean more to him. I think it's one thing to sit around and talk about it. It's another thing to experience it. And then you kind of frame your preparation a little bit different going forward. So all the things that we, you know, young players go through, he's in the middle of that.
Did you realize this is the start of your 20th college football season as a coach?
20 years.
Did you know that?
I did.
I didn't realize until like 8 o'clock this morning, but because I was trying to think of what. So you talked about the story of this team. What is this game, the story of Billy Napier? I mean, like, what is this, the magnitude? Can you put it in perspective, like, what this game, this season kind of means to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless, look, I'm going to coach until I can't coach anymore, right? So I'm 20 into hopefully a couple more rounds, right? So, you know, for me, it's about our players. It's about this staff. That's the cool thing about football, right? I can just remember growing up, right, as a son of a high school coach, you know, when the season's over and the playoffs are finished and the state champion holds the trophy up, we're back to 0-0, right? And there's a new team in that weight room. There's a new team on that practice field. And then you've got the same ambition and the same goals, right? So the gratitude of coaching is taking that group of people and trying to get the most out of them, right? And this year's no different than any year in the past. And this game is the start of the story of the 2024 Gators.
Is this game a little weightier in some ways just because of the opponent? Exposure of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Edgar, you feel that way, obviously, the way you're asking that question.
I'm wondering what you think about it.
No, I think, look, at this place, they all matter, you know. There's no question about it. So, and I'd like to think that we take tremendous pride in representing the place. It doesn't matter who you play. I think there's got to be some type of internal standard relative to how you represent, you know, you're a steward of your opportunities, right? And I think we've got a great group of young men and a staff that's worked hard, and we're excited about representing the University of Florida this year.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, guys. Thank you all.
Live from Weimer Hall on the campus of the University of Florida, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
FICARE Federal Credit Union has been named Credit Union of the Year in its asset category for the state of Florida. It commends FICARE's dedication to empowering healthcare workers and their families achieve financial freedom. Does your bank value you with special loan rates and things like exclusive member perks? If not, maybe it's time to make the switch to FICARE Federal Credit Union, the financial partner that puts healthcare workers first. To find out more, visit FICAREFCU.org today. That's FICAREFCU.org.
This hurricane season is predicted to be a hyperactive record setter. And if you have leaning or dead trees, broken tree limbs or branches, don't wait for a disaster to happen. Call Daughtry Tree Service now for your free estimate. You want a licensed and insured professional to handle this job. Whether it's tree trimming, removal, stump grinding, or storm cleanup, let the Daughtry Tree Technicians help keep your family and property safe this storm season. Visit DaughtryTreeService.com. Daughtry Tree, your tree service people.
This is the sound of real people across Florida betting on sports. It's the sound of winning your bet only on Hard Rock Bet. And if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sportsbook.